Jeremy ends up turning it over into Digger Sean's hands. Digger takes it down. Tries to put it up for two. No good. Chase with the rebound. T-Jax kick it out to Chase in the corner. And then over to Jager on the opposite wing. Ashton from the paint. Looks for two. No good. Ball gets knocked around. And it'll be Eagles basketball. Score 32-6. As Jeremy Jersey now checks in to the basketball game. Timeout called by Coach Mack. Score 32-6. We'll be right back after this timeout.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Schumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Schumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Schumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.schumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigan Corporation. Hometown values and service. A proud sponsor of KSDP.
All right, coming back out of the timeout called by the Eagles here. Sandpoint taking it out under T-Jack's basket. Score 32-6 for the T-Jacks as Hawk brings the ball up the floor. Hawk skips it down to Julian at the post. Julian met by three. T-Jacks has to kick it back out to Dawson. Dawson finds Jeremy. Jeremy looks for three. It's no good. Peter with the rebound. Kicks it out to Julian. Loose ball. Jeremy ends up picking up his, I believe, second foul there. So T-Jacks will inbound and bring it down. Ashton skipping over to Cousin Jersey. Back up to Ashton. Dribbles into the elbow. Looks for two. Gets it to fall. Score 34-6. Ashton almost looking as a point guard and a shooting guard in this game. Hawkman at the top of that 1-3-1 by Jager Sean has to kick it over to Dawson. Dawson back up to Hawk. Score 34-6 for the T-Jacks. Hawk finds Jeremy on the opposite wing. Jeremy over to Dawson. Dawson finds Peter in the corner. Sweet spot looking for three, and Peter gets it to fall. Score now 34-9. Ashton over to Jager on the wing. Jager looking for three, and he answers right back. Why not? 17-9 for the T-Jacks. Peter dribbling around in the corner, has to kick it back up to Hawk. Hawk skip pass over to Julian, ends up going right out of bounds. So it'll be T-Jack basketball as Chase and Tommy check into this game. Score 37-9. Tommy with the ball on the wing. Back up to Chase up top. Over to Jersey on the opposite wing. Jersey's looking for three. Almost gets it to fall. Dawson will end up with the rebound. And turns, gives the ball over to Hawk to bring the ball up. Hawk just barely finds Peter on the wing. Peter looks for three. No good. Hawk with the rebound. Peter looking for three again. Rolls off the rim. No good. Dawson with the rebound. Dawson up to Jeremy at the top. Jeremy back to Peter on the wing. Down to Hawk in the corner. Hawk kicks it back up to Jeremy up top. Jeremy directing traffic as he tries to get the offense set up here. But is met by some solid defense from Tommy. Tommy takes it all the way down and lays it in for two. Score 39-9 for the T-Jacks. Hawk looking for Peter in the short corner. Throws it a little too high, ends up going out of bounds. T-Jack basketball. Chase bringing it up for the T-Jacks. Minute and a half left to play in the half. Chase finds Tommy, who finds Robert on the opposite wing. Robert puts it up, no good. Brennan with the rebound and the putback, making the score 41-9. Hawk brings it down, finds Dawson over on the wing. Dawson looking for Jeremy, but ends up throwing it right into Tommy's hands. Tommy headed the other way, kicks it over to Chase. It looks like someone's picking up a foul here. I believe Dawson picked up a foul on that one. Or Jeremy. Jeremy just picked up his third foul. T.J. Axel inbound the ball under their own basket. Tommy finds Brennan in the mid-range. Brennan puts it up, no good. Robert with the rebound kicks it out to Chase. Chase into Brennan, back down to Robert. Robert puts it up for two, but no good. Peter chasing down a rebound. He kicked around before ending up in Hawks' hands. He brings it down to meet this 1-3-1. It's very effective 1-3-1 again. Hawk over to Jeremy and Dawson on the wing. Back to Hawk in the middle. Dawson in the corner. Back up to Jeremy up top. Great ball movement by the Eagles here. Jeremy trying to drive in. Puts up a long two from the free throw line. It's no good. Tommy ends up with the rebound. Tommy bringing the ball down. Driving into the paint. Puts up two. No good. Peter with the rebound. Peter over to Hawk to bring the ball down. Score is 41-9 in the last 10 seconds here. Tommy going to pick up his first foul for reaching in. Eight seconds left in the half as Hawk inbounds to Peter. Peter almost getting an overback call, has to try to pass it to Jeremy. Ends up turning the ball over, but Tommy immediately gets called for a double dribble. The Eagles will check the ball in with 4 seconds left to play. Jeremy taking it for a real long two. Shot no good. As he's met by somebody that's a grade older than him, but head and shoulders taller than him. Your score is 41-9 as we go into halftime of this senior night game for the T-Jacks. And we will see you after halftime.
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor, featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
God, they trust only their way. One way, afraid of the other. Sorry for a little bit of dead air right there. This is Virgil. We are at halftime on the T-Jacks and Gentlemen Eagles live from King Cove. We'll be back here in about 5 minutes. In the meantime, sticking with the 90s, the boy is mine. Brandy and Monica.
The boy is mine. The boy is mine. The boy is mine.
The boy is mine.
The boy is mine.
Before your mind.
sorry that you seem to be confused. He belongs to me. The boy is mine.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
We would like to take this time to say thank you to all the people who make this programming a reality. Thank you to the Aleutians East Borough, the cities of Sandpoint, King Cove, False Pass, and Cold Bay, the Aleut Corporation, Frosty Fuels, the Newton Family, and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, the King Cove Corporation, Gould & Sons, and the AC Store in King Cove, as well as Precision Airways, Jim Brown Apartments, the Shumigan Corporation, Sandpoint Generating, Telalaska, Trident Seafoods, the AC Store in Sandpoint, R&D Marine Design, and Aleutia. All of these supporters, and you, the listeners, make all of this program.
Jeremy will pick up his fourth foul. Sending Ashton to the line. Score 43-9 in favor of the T-Jacks. Ashton's first one is in and out. No good. Donovan will check in for the Eagles here for Jeremy, giving him a little break. Ashton's second attempt is good. Bounces around and falls in. Score 44-9 for the T-Jacks as Peter is bringing the ball up the floor for the Eagles. Peter kind of jumps stop in there. Kicks it over to Donovan. Donovan to Julian on the wing. Gets knocked around. Ends up in Jager Sean's hand. Jager finds Tommy on the wing. Tommy puts it up for three. No good. Ball gets knocked around. Ends up in Noah's hands. Back up to Tommy up top. Tommy Grimmel penetrates in. Puts it up for two, but gets fouled on the way by Hawk. According to the scoreboard, that is Hawk's first foul. Score 44-9 as Tommy goes for his first free throw, which is up and is good. They can score 45-9 in favor of the T-Jacks. Unfortunately, it has been a while since we've seen a bucket for the Eagles. Hopefully they pulling out here soon after Tommy's second free throw, which is in and out. Tommy ends up with his own rebound. Tommy kicks it up to Ashton up top. Ashton trying to dribble, penetrate, kicks it over to Chase. Chase down to Ashton in the mid-range. Finds Noah on the block. Noah puts it up. No good. Ball gets knocked around. Ends up as Eagles basketball. Score 45-9 as Hawk inbounds it to Peter. Peter bringing the ball down, finds Dawson on the wing. Dawson looking for something inside of this 1-3-1 zone, unable to find it, kicks it back to Hawk at the top. Hawk over to Julian on the opposite side. Back to Hawk up top. Hawk skip past to Peter in the short corner. Peter barely comes away with that one, dribbles it off of T-Jack's foot, but stays for just a moment in Eagle hands before being turned over into Jager Sean's hands. Jager finds Chase as he's hurrying for a layup, and Chase lays it in for two. Score 47-9 with 5.5 left to play in the third quarter. Hawk really wanting his teammates to move as he finds Dawson. Dawson trying to get it over to Peter, but Diggers chips that one away and takes it down one-on-one with Dawson and lays it in for two. Score 49-9. Chase with a steal. Finds Jager on the wing. Jager puts it up for three. No good. Chase trying for a putback, also no good. Jager, another putback that ends up in Eagle's hands. Hawk taking it in. Has to kick it out to Donovan in the corner. Donovan skip pass up to Julian up top. Julian looking for Donovan, barely finds him. But Donovan is met by a trap. Ends up turning it over into Noah's hands. Noah to Jager. Jager finds Tommy on the wing. Tommy looking for Ashton inside, but ends up making him kick the basketball. So we have Jersey Brennan and Sailor who will check in for the T-Jacks. Little confusion for the T-Jacks as they sub so many in at one time. But it's Eagles basketball underneath their own basket. Or sorry, underneath T-Jack basket. Hawk bringing the ball up for the Eagles. Hawk finding Donovan in the corner. Donovan dribbles back out. Gives it back to Hawk. Eagles trying those skip passes that worked so well for him last night. Ends up in Chase's hands, but Chase looking for a long pass as well. Turns it over to Hawk. Hawk finds Peter in the corner. Peter's favorite spot to shoot from. Puts it up for three. No good. Hawk was battling for that rebound. Ends up kicking it out to Donovan. Donovan up to Julian. Julian drives in. Kicks it up to Dawson. Dawson to Peter in the corner. Met by a trap. Peter back out to Dawson. Dawson skip pass up to Julian. Julian ends up dribbling it right into Jersey Mack's hands. Jersey up to Brennan. Brennan dribbling up. Finds Saylor on the block. Saylor finds Jersey on the opposite block. Peter picking up a foul there. His third, according to the scoreboard. Score 49-9 for the T-Jacks. Brennan inbounds to Chase. Chase looking for three. It's no good. Jersey ends up with the rebound. Jersey trying to go back up. Gets tipped by Hawk, so it's no good. Peter with the rebound. Right back into Hawk's hands, who will bring it up for the Eagles. Brennan encouraging his defense at the top of that 1-3-1. Julian looking for the skip pass to Peter, but is stolen by Chase. Chase ahead to Brennan. Brennan looks for two. No good. Put back attempt by Chase. No good. Saylor ends up with a rebound. We got at least two-man pileup. Looks like Chase might have caught his head on the floor there. Score is 49-9 as we're going to take a short break to get these two players sorted out. T-Jacks and Clint are very motivated by playing for their seniors on senior night, as they're each taking turn going into the game. They got a T-Jack down under their own basket. Getting up and getting a little bit of help off the floor. And I doubt we will see him the rest of the night. Chase Gould plays hard, and which means sometimes he might go down hard. Looks like he might have bonked his head on the floor. Getting an ice pack on that head again. I doubt we see him the rest of the night, which is probably good news for the Eagles. But with the call of that dead ball, it'll be T-Jack basketball underneath their own basket. Brennan to inbound for the T-Jacks. Brennan finds Ashton in the far corner. Ashton dribbles in. Puts up a little floater too, and somehow gets it to fall even through all that Eagle defense. Jeremy bringing the ball up for the Eagles. Get him. Jeremy over to Dawson. Dawson trying to dribble, penetrate, but ends up dribbling right into a bunch of traffic. Looking for Julian inside. A little bit of miscommunication there for the Eagles, so they turn it over. Taylor Gould with the ball for the T-Jacks. Kick it over to his cousin Ashton. Ashton drives in, tries to put it in for two. No good. That rebound gets tipped around, goes out on Noah Roberts, so it'll be Eagle basketball. Julian inbounds it to Jeremy. Jeremy walking it up the floor for the Eagles. Eagles running what looks like the same offense still. Peter taking a turn inside instead of in the corner as they work it around the perimeter. Trying to find Peter on that block. Julian up top finds Donovan in the corner. Donovan dribbling back up to Jeremy at the top. Jeremy trying to dribble penetrate through there. Ends up losing control. Saylor with the steal ahead to Brennan. Brennan lays it in for two, making the score 53-9 for the T-Jacks. Under 2 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Unfortunately, I do not believe the Eagles have scored in this quarter. Probably because of turnovers. After turnover, unfortunately. Donovan looks for a long three, no good. Noah ends up with the rebound. Finds Brennan. Brennan ends up getting called for a travel violation, so the Eagle basketball headed the other direction. A little bit of confusion on the clock there as they forgot to check in the sub. Lane will check in for the one of the seniors, Ashton Gould, who's playing great at the point guard position. Jeremy walking the ball up. Score 53-9 for the T-Jacks. Jeremy went at the top by Brennan Larson. Jeremy high pass down to Donovan. Donovan's able to bring that one down. Donovan looking for Dawson, but ends up turning it over. Kind of a loose ball there that gets knocked around and picked up by Jeremy. Jeremy looking for Peter Long, another turnover. We're going to get a travel call on Noah Roberts here. His feet were just moving a little faster than his hands, so it'll be a turnover. Eagle basketball at half court. Score 53-9 with under a minute left to play. Jeremy walking it across half for the Eagles. Set up in their same five-out offense. Jeremy trying to dribble through, met by four different T-Jacks, but still tries to battle it out. We'll get a jump basketball here. Jeremy's slow to get up there, I think, just exhausted. He plays so hard when he's out there. Gives it his all. Julian inbounds it to Peter. Peter dribbles around the top. Skips it down to Donovan in the corner. Donovan just barely avoiding a travel call there. Takes it back to Dawson on the elbow. Julian up top. Julian looking for a three. No good. Liam Brandle with the rebound, but Dawson's stealing it right back. And Liam fouling him on his way up will pick up his first foul and send Dawson to the free throw line. Score is 53-9 for the T-Jacks here. Dawson's first free throw is good, which I believe is the first Eagle point of the half. Dawson getting a lot of encouragement from what used to be his hometown crowd. Dawson's second attempt is up, almost in. Peter ends up with the rebound over top of Sailor Gould. Peter out to Dawson. Dawson up to Jeremy. 25 seconds left to play. 53-10. For the T-Jacks. Peter dribbling around in the short corner, kicks it up to Julian. Julian to Dawson on the wing. Dawson skip pass to Jeremy. Jeremy to Donovan. Back up to Jeremy up top. Swinging it around, 7 seconds left. Find Peter in the corner. Peter, I think thinking there was less time on the clock, heaves up a shot. Brennan with the rebound. Sorry, gives the rebound over to Brennan. Brennan chucks it long, and it all it does is bounce off the wall at the end of the third quarter. Score is 53-10 in favor of the T-Jacks, who are playing hard for their seniors on their senior night. We'll be back in 1 minute for the final quarter of T-Jack senior night.
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor, featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
This station receives support from Raven Alaska, offering twice weekly flights from Sandpoint and Cold Bay to Anchorage. More information at ravenalaska.com or 800-866-8394. Raven Alaska, we call Alaska home.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080.
T-Jack finding Jersey Mack on the wing. Jersey looking for three is no good. T-Jack still with the rebound. Lane back to Jersey on that same wing. Finds Sailor Gould up top over to Riley Wilson. Riley dribbling around a little bit. Finds Nick Sandis. Nick over to Jersey. Jersey finds Sailor inside. Sailor almost turning the ball over there on a pass attempt to Liam. Liam had to chase it down, knock it back inbounds. Great hustle by Liam there. Jersey tries to Sorry, Sailor tries to drive in and put one up, but gets fouled on his way. Dawson Galvin picking up the foul there. I believe his second. Oh, his first, according to the scoreboard. That foul is on the floor. And with the mercy rule on, the clock will continue to run with the T-Jacks up by 43. Riley over to Liam on the elbow. Liam gets his pass knocked around, but ends up keeping with it. Liam finds Nick Sandis down on the block. Nick puts it in for two, making the score 55-10. Peter bringing the ball down for the Eagles to score 55-10 for these T-Jacks. Again, keeping that mercy rule on. So the clock will continue to run. Donovan with the ball in the corner. Throws a lob pass that Peter has to chase down and just barely keep on their half. Finds Jeremy. Jeremy tries to dribble in. Puts up a little floater that ends up as an air ball and gets knocked out by the Eagles. T-Jack basketball, but poor Nick Standish stepped over the line, passing it in. So it will stay Eagle ball underneath their own basket. Nick, just a freshman here for us. First year of basketball. We'll call that a learning moment. Jeremy inbounds it to Dawson on the wing. Dawson back to Jeremy in the corner, who dribbles up to the wing. Ooh. Jeremy looking like he's playing a little bit frustrated there. Jersey sticking with his strong defense. Jeremy looking for three. Gets it to go, making the score 55-13. T-Jacks. Sailor inbounds it to Riley. Riley bringing the ball down. Future role for the T-Jacks as a ball handler. T-Jacks passes around the perimeter until they find Liam Brandle on the wing. Liam puts it up for three. No good. Gets knocked around and ends up in Eagle hands. Peter bringing the ball down for the Eagles. Peter down to Donovan in the corner. Back into Peter inside. Peter tries to put it up for two. No good. Jersey ends up with the rebound over to Riley, who's headed the other way in a hurry. Riley pulls up for three, bangs around, no good. Peter with the rebound. Peter bringing it down. Gets it across the timeline. Over to Jeremy up top. Jeremy dribbles inside and then kicks it over to Dawson. Dawson for a very long two, no good. Peter again end up with the rebound, just barely saves it. Even his all, even no matter what the score is. Jeremy finds Julian in the short corner. Julian's got Julian with four T-Jacks around him. Ends up throwing some elbows and getting called for a foul. Nick will get another attempt at inbounding the ball here. It is successful this time. He's getting some encouragement from the home crowd as well. The score is 55-13 T-Jacks. Jersey Mac gets called for a traveling violation. It'll be Eagle basketball. Peter into Jeremy. Jeremy will jog it down for the Eagles. Met by what I think is supposed to be a 1-3-1 with a collapsed middle there. Julian looking for three from the corner. No good. Ends up in Eagles' hands. Peter tries to put it back up off of Nick Standish and out of bounds. So the Eagles will take it out underneath their own basket. Jeremy to inbound. Jeremy finds Donovan on the wing, back to Jeremy in the corner. Jeremy looking for three from the corner. No good. Riley Wilson with the rebound and is headed the other way in a hurry. Chased down by three, almost four Eagles, and gets it taken away by Dawson Galvin. Dawson gets it across half and dishes it over to Peter. Peter back to Jeremy up top. Jeremy dribbling around, finds Donovan on the corner. 3 minutes left to play, score 55-13. Ball in Julian's hands in the short corner, dribbles it over, dribbles across the lane over to Donovan. Donovan kicks it out to Peter in the corner. Peter's favorite spot to shoot from. He hits that three, making the score 55-16. T-Jacks bring the ball across half and are working around the outside. Find Jersey inside. Jersey looking for Sailor on the low block, but gets the ball stolen away. So Eagles headed the other direction with 2:30 left to play in the game. Jeremy dribbling around, skipping it over to Peter in the corner. Peter just barely raining that pass in. Goes baseline, almost finds Dawson off of Dawson's hands and out of bounds. Saylor into Riley Wilson. 2 minutes left to play. Sorry, 2:15 left to play. 455-16, T-Jex. Riley over to Saylor. Saylor back to Riley. Riley looking for three off the back of the iron. And rebound doesn't end up in anybody's hands, but goes off Riley's leg and out of bounds. So it will be Eagle basketball again as the clock continues to run with the mercy rule in effect. Jeremy bringing the ball across the timeline. Finds Julian in the corner. Julian shot fake, dribbles in, tries to put up a floater, air ball. Peter working hard for that rebound. Peter going to draw a foul from Liam Brandle, who I think has picked up a second now. So it'll be Eagle basketball on the sideline, down on their own end. Jeremy skip pass into Donovan. Donovan takes one dribble and picks it up. Forcefully tries to bounce pass it over to Julian, but Julian not able to handle that one, and it goes out of bounds. 1 minute left to play, 55-16, T-Jacks, who really showed up for their seniors tonight. Riley bringing the ball across the timeline, finds Nick Standish right back into Riley's hands. Riley over to Liam, Liam dribbling around, getting pressured by two Eagles, down to Saylor in the corner. Saylor, great pass across the key to Nick. Nick has to chase that one down. Picking up to Riley. Riley to Jersey on the wing. Jersey, our favorite player, puts it in for three. Score 58-16 with about 30 seconds left to play in the game as the Eagles bring it down to their end. The Eagles find Julian in the short corner. Back out to Dawson on the wing. Dawson one dribble in and kicks it up to Jeremy. Jeremy trying to get it back to Dawson, but it gets stolen by Saylor. Ooh, Saylor going one-on-one with Dawson. Has to get some help from Liam. And it goes out of bounds. Our clock very well may expire on this inbound play. Saylor into Riley. Riley looking for three. The T-Jacks love when all of their teammates score. And that'll do it for this game. Score 58-16 for T-Jacks senior night. Great effort by both teams. I think a little tough on the Eagles, missing a couple players who are hopefully back next weekend for regionals. Thank you guys for tuning in. Again, final score 58-16 in favor of the hometown T-Jacks. We'll see you tomorrow for our 10 o'clock game.